Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The ADHD Effect on Marriage: Understand and Rebuild Your Relationship in 6 Steps is a practical relationship guide by Melissa Orlove that examines how adult ADHD can shape the emotional and organizational life of a marriage. Rather than treating ADHD as an individual problem only, the book shows how symptoms such as distractibility, impulsivity, poor time awareness, and inconsistency can produce recurring conflict between partners. Orlove writes from both professional experience and her own marriage, which gives the book a grounded and credible perspective. The purpose of the book is not simply to explain ADHD, but to help couples recognize the interaction patterns it creates and then replace blame with understanding, structure, and cooperation. Its 6-step framework gives the book a clear therapeutic direction, making it useful for readers who need both insight and concrete tools. The result is a relationship-focused ADHD book that bridges psychology, communication advice, and real-world marriage repair. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, ADHD is presented as a relationship issue, not only an individual diagnosis. One of the book's central arguments is that ADHD affects marriage at the level of daily interaction, not just personal functioning. Orlove shows how symptoms that may seem minor in isolation can become deeply disruptive inside an intimate partnership. Forgetting commitments, losing track of time, delaying tasks, or reacting impulsively can make one spouse feel unsupported while the other feels criticized or misunderstood. This framing is important because it moves the conversation away from moral judgment. The non-ADHD partner is often not reacting to a diagnosis, but to repeated experiences that resemble neglect, irresponsibility, or emotional distance. By defining ADHD as a relational force, the book explains why ordinary advice about communication often fails. The problem is not simply that partners are not trying hard enough. It is that the marriage is being shaped by a pattern of stress, frustration, and unequal responsibility that must be recognized before it can be changed. This makes the book especially relevant to couples who have tried general marriage counseling without fully addressing ADHD-specific dynamics. Secondly, the 6-step structure gives the book a repair process instead of abstract advice. Orlove organizes the book around 6 steps, which gives the subject a practical sequence rather than a loose collection of tips. That structure matters because couples in distress usually need more than awareness. They need a process that helps them move from confusion to action. The steps begin with understanding ADHD and its impact, then move toward recognizing destructive patterns, building empathy, improving communication, and making shared changes that support the relationship. This progression reflects how real couples often recover first by naming the problem, then by reducing blame, and finally by creating new habits. The book is strongest when it connects diagnosis to action, since many readers already know that something is wrong, but do not know how to respond effectively. The framework also makes the book usable for therapists and counselors, because it can be adapted to different couples without losing its core logic. In that sense, the book is not just descriptive. It functions as a roadmap for rebuilding trust, responsibility, and connection in a marriage shaped by ADHD. Thirdly, negative interaction patterns are treated as the real damage ADHD can trigger, rather than focusing only on symptoms. The book pays close attention to the repeated patterns that emerge between partners. Orlove identifies common dynamics such as nagging, sudden anger, emotional withdrawal, memory conflicts, and intimacy problems. These are not presented as isolated incidents, but as cycles that intensify over time. A spouse who feels overburdened may become harsher and more controlling, while the partner with ADHD may become defensive, avoidant, or ashamed. That pattern can turn everyday life into a recurring argument about chores, lateness, reliability, or attention. The value of this analysis is that it shows how marriage damage often comes from the interaction itself, not from one person being inherently bad. Once a couple sees the cycle, they can begin to interrupt it rather than keep arguing about the latest incident. This is one reason the book is practical. It helps readers recognize the shape of the conflict instead of getting trapped in its details by naming these patterns directly. Orlove gives couples a way to understand why resentment grows and why small failures can eventually feel like proof that the relationship is failing. Fourthly, empathy is built through understanding the ADHD brain and its effects on behavior. A major theme in the book is that empathy becomes more possible when ADHD is understood as a neurological condition with behavioral consequences. Orlove draws on established ADHD research to explain that attention problems are not simply matters of willpower or carelessness. Difficulties with stimulation, time awareness, planning, and follow-through can all shape how a partner behaves in daily life. This matters because the non-ADHD spouse often interprets those behaviors personally as evidence of indifference or disrespect. The book argues that such interpretations deepen pain and make cooperation harder. By contrast, understanding the neurological basis of ADHD can help a couple separate intent for impact. That does not excuse hurtful behavior, but it does make repair more realistic. The book's treatment of empathy is therefore not sentimental, it is strategic. When both partners can see why certain behaviors happen, they are less likely to react only with anger and more likely to create workable systems. This is one of the book's biggest strengths, because it combines compassion with accountability rather than treating them as opposites. The book combines personal experience, worksheets, and counseling insight into a usable guide. What distinguishes the book from more theoretical ADHD resources is its blend of professional authority and lived experience. Orlov writes as someone who nearly lost her own marriage to undiagnosed ADHD, and that perspective gives the book emotional realism without turning it into memoir. She also presents the material in a way that is useful for readers outside her own situation, including couples, therapists, and coaches. The inclusion of worksheets and conversation methods is especially important because it turns the book into a working tool rather than just a source of explanation. Readers are not only asked to understand ADHD differently, they are shown how to discuss problems, reduce escalation, and choose strategies that fit their own relationship. This makes the book stand out in the relationship help category, where many titles offer broad encouragement but limited application. Orlov's book is more specific than general marriage advice and more relational than many ADHD self-help books. This book is best suited for couples affected by ADHD, as well as therapists, counselors, and coaches who work with relationship conflict shaped by attention dysregulation. It is especially valuable for readers who sense that standard marriage advice does not address the real source of their problems. Instead of treating ADHD as a side issue, Orlov places it at the center of the marital dynamic and explains how it alters communication, responsibility, and emotional trust. Readers gain a clearer language for describing recurring conflict, a more compassionate view of their partner, and a practical framework for change. Compared with many books in the marriage help genre, this one stands out because it is both diagnosis-specific and relationship-specific. It does not simply encourage better communication in the abstract. It explains why communication breaks down in ADHD-affected couples and how to rebuild it. Its combination of research, personal credibility, and concrete tools makes it particularly useful for couples who need understanding as well as direction. For readers dealing with repeated resentment, uneven responsibilities, or long-standing misunderstanding, the book offers a focused and realistic path toward repair. If you would like to support Melissa Orlov, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.